Looking back over the last 50 years, it's amazing to see how gold has gone from being a state-controlled commodity to becoming this freely traded global asset. It really shows us that gold is a rock-solid way to store value long-term and a crucial shield against big economic risks.
It's a fascinating dynamic, but to really understand it, we have to look at the mechanics. Its price trajectory is primarily driven by three interconnected macroeconomic forces.
Let's dive into the first one, inflation. Historically, when inflation rises, gold prices consistently go up with it.
Exactly. As central banks expand money supplies and fiat currencies lose their purchasing power, investors naturally turn to gold. You can't just print gold, so it retains that intrinsic value.
The data backs this up beautifully. If you look at the 1970s, the 1980s, and the post-2008 era, we see these massive price surges whenever inflation gets out of hand.
And that leads us to the second major driver. Gold maintains a strong inverse relationship with interest rates.
It makes so much sense when you think about it. Since gold yields no interest or dividends, rising rates increase the opportunity cost of holding it. But when rates drop or policy gets accommodative, gold becomes so much more attractive.
Precisely. Every major shift in Federal Reserve or global central bank policy has a direct, immediate impact on gold's price direction.
The third factor is just as critical. Geopolitical tensions and financial crises trigger that immediate safe haven demand we all talk about.
That's the beauty of it. Unlike government-backed assets, gold carries no counterparty risk. It's a trusted refuge during global instability, trade disputes, or market stress.
Now, I have to mention that while the long-term trend has been upward, gold's history is marked by significant volatility and cyclical behavior.
You're right. The 1980s featured a major peak, followed by a decade-long bear market, before prices finally recovered to hit new highs in the 2000s and 2010s.
That volatility is a crucial reminder that gold is not a short-term speculative instrument. It's really about being patient. It's a long-term wealth preservation asset.
Another layer to this is that gold's pricing has become increasingly influenced by institutional activity.
We've seen central banks acting as net buyers for years, diversifying their reserves away from traditional fiat currencies.
And beyond that, commercial banks, hedge funds, and retail investors have deepened market liquidity. This makes the market more efficient, tying gold's performance more closely to global macroeconomic conditions than ever before.
So, the critical takeaway for modern investors is that gold's 50-year history provides a practical framework for navigating today's economic landscape.
With unprecedented government debt levels, persistent inflation concerns, and escalating geopolitical risks, gold's historical behavior reinforces its role as a financial anchor.
It really performs best when traditional financial systems face stress, making it an essential component of a diversified portfolio.
So rather than chasing short-term price swings, investors should view gold as a strategic hedge against currency devaluation and systemic risk.
Ultimately, gold's price chart mirrors modern economic history, proving that its function as a stable store of value remains as relevant today as it was half a century ago.